We can't start yet, Bruce. We're having a gummy bear discussion here off the air.
Why do we need this off the air?
All right, let's bring it on.
Is this one of these where she's going to, you know, by the way, we have Maria Georgievsky with us. Hi. Lake Erie Landlords Association. You're not one of the people that pick out like all the red gummy bears and then leave all the yellow ones for anyone left
behind. All gummy bears are created equal. Oh, I love them all.
Okay. Though they're not always created equal. There are different brands of gummy bears.
So gummy bear is what, like a Kleenex designation?
Well, no, there's certain gummy bears. I can't remember the German name, you know, that have the company that makes them. Other people make it a little differently. Some gummy bears are a little chewier and don't quite have the fruitiness as some gummy bears as well.
My personal favorite is, I guess it's not a gummy bear, but it's a gummy candy, those Lifesavers. Gummy candies, berry flavored.
Oh, okay, yes.
Very good.
I moved on to the mutant gummy bears, which are more like the Sour Patch Kids. You know, it's kind of gummy with a little bit of the sour kick there as well. Oh, I actually got the Coke bottles. They make gummy Coke bottles. They look like little bottle, you know, Coke bottles, and they have kind of a cola flavor to them as well.
There's more to this than I ever imagined.
There's lots in the candy aisle. And candy's still going strong. They had a story earlier that the Mars Candy Company is building a new facility, I think in Kansas or something. Like that. But we have Maria this morning because the Lake Erie Landlords Association has some upcoming events that are going on. For people, we've talked to you a while. It's been a while. Maybe update people what the Lake Erie Landlords Association is all about.
Sure. Thank you so much, and thanks for having me on today. Lake Erie Landlord Association, by and large, we're an education not-for-profit group that serves landlords, real estate investors, and small businesses. We've been around since 1988. Pretty much, if you're in the business, it's a no-brainer to be a part of our group. We offer a wide variety of resources and education, networking, and background checks and forms and everything in between. I encourage anybody to check us out. We've got a lot of really good events that give people a chance to do that.
How did this come to be back in, 1988, you said?
Yeah, so a group of 12 landlords, 12 couples, there was no group like this that existed in the area. So they decided to create a group to better the landlord and improve the landlord. So these 12 couples started this group back then, and now we're at about 450 members.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, probably kind of support each other with issues that may be going on, as well as, you know, all the new technology that gets into place as far as finding tenants and screening them and that sort of thing, too. Background checks, I suppose, become a lot easier than they used to be in some sense, too.
That's right, and a lot more common now. Back, you know, my father is a landlord as well. That's how I got in the business, and my father would just, you know, do business with a handshake. There was no such thing as a background check, but now it's really important to do that. And, you know, I just can't imagine to be in the business and not be a part of our organization, because there's so much that you can learn. There's so much that you can get out of it. And probably the best thing about LELA is the members. We have some of the finest people in Northeast Ohio that belong to our organization that you can make great friends with and can give you a lot of good tips.
Now, maybe your organization, depending on the membership on it, are landlords mostly older people? Is it a time later in their life they decide this is something I want to do? Or are there young people that are getting involved thinking this is a very kind of a way, you know, to have income and do that sort of thing? What do you see as far as that's concerned?
That's an excellent question. I look around a lot at the meetings and at different events and talking with members, and I'm finding that there's a little bit of a mix. There's probably a big chunk of people, though I don't know if I can put a number on it, that are people that are retired or approaching retirement that are using this as supplemental income. I would say that there's a chunk of our members that are of that age. And then we have a lot of people that are reaching their middle age adult years, and they're starting to increase more wealth, and they want to figure out where to put that money. So they're investing in rental real estate, or rather flipping houses or something along those lines. So we have a chunk of people there, and then we have some up-and-comers. Probably, though, more of our members at this point are middle-aged and above.
You mentioned how this was sort of started by couples. Is that common then to have married couple as the landlords? I mean, that's kind of a group effort in a way?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There are a lot of our members are, in fact, because we can have two people on a membership, so it is a couple. And typically they will then divide and conquer. Either they'll together both facilitate the business, or one of them will just take charge and the other one will stay out of it.
Okay.
If a bunch of landlords got together today, would there be a key issue they would talk about?
Yeah, probably. One of the things that many landlords find challenging these days is finding tenants that can pass a background check without evictions, without any kind of bad history, I guess you could say. That's kind of been a challenge for a lot of landlords today. And one of the other things that I hear a lot now is it's challenging to find, as you know, many landlords want to grow their business, like myself. It's hard to find money out there because banks are and conventional loaning is difficult still for people. So that's what another issue people would talk about.
Well, you have a couple of events coming up. One is on April 1st. Mr. Landlord. Is this a person? Is this a company? Who is Mr. Landlord and what is he going to talk about?
Yes, he is a person, and he goes by Mr. Landlord, and his name's Jeff Taylor, and he's a well-known national speaker known by landlords across the country, and we're really excited to have him come. He's going to be coming on April 1st, Tuesday, this coming week, at the Spitzer Conference Center at LCCC at 7 p.m.
With a name like Mr. Landlord, what's his story? Do you know a little bit about his background?
From what I've known and I've heard him speak before, he actually ended up becoming an accidental landlord. Back in the day, he had a property and he went to buy another one, couldn't sell his current property, and ended up renting it out. And from there, he got into becoming a landlord. And he has gained so much knowledge over all the years that he's been doing this. I'll just tell you a couple things about him. He's a best-selling author of The Landlord Kit. He's a founder of this website, MrLandlord.com. He's had over 1 million page views. He's the CEO of Mr. Landlord Incorporated. He gives coaching tips to over 1,000 landlords. He also owns his own rental property, so he walks the walk, right? He has a master's degree in communications from UCLA and a master's in real estate investing. And he's conducted over 1,200 seminars and workshops. So he really knows what he's talking about, and anybody can gain something from listening to him speak.
Funny, though, you say he was an accidental landlord, so in some sense, this career path was sort of somehow established for him. It wasn't something he chose, it just kind of because of his circumstances. And obviously, he found something about it, and he decided to obviously progress from that one location to many others, obviously.
Yeah, divine intervention, you know. I know when I was growing up, my father would try to get me more involved into the business, and I wasn't, I guess, as excited about it. But once I started getting more involved, I found that I had a real passion for it. And now I love what I do.
We have spring cleaning going on. I wonder if springtime, do rentals pick up at this time? Is there any kind of a seasonal aspect to rental properties?
Yes, absolutely. So now you're going to start seeing people who, and you know, obviously we're still experiencing a little bit of the winter. Now we've hopefully turned a new leaf and now it's officially warmer starting today. Yes, you know, you'll see a couple of things happening. Number one, now that the weather's warmer, more people will be out and about rehabbing their properties and doing things that they couldn't do while it was so cold. And then also you might start to see a little bit of turnover pickup, meaning if somebody were planning to move out of their rental, maybe they're looking to move into a bigger unit. Now people will start doing that.
Right. What's the market like here in Northern Ohio now? Are there plenty of vacancies? Are they hard to come by? What's that like?
Different cities have different results, obviously. In some cities, like, for example, I'll talk about Lorain because I have some rentals there. In Lorain, there are a significant amount of vacancies, as we all know. There's also a lot more competition in Lorain. There's more vacant rental units, so you have other landlords to compete with, where maybe even one city over in Elyria, it's a little bit different. In some cities like Avon Lake, for example, there's a lot less competition. It's a lot easier to find tenants.
You have an after-hours event also coming up in April, too.
Yes, we do, and I'm very excited for that. That is on April 16th at 6 p.m. at the Quaker Steak and Lube in Sheffield Village. And what it is it's a networking event so that business owners and landlords can talk, exchange ideas. It's just a fun event. Lake Erie Landlord Association is going to be buying you your first beverage, and there'll be specials there as well. It'll be a lot of fun.
So do you talk amongst yourself about tenants or people or how you, filling people up or watch out for that guy, or I had a bad experience. You got to know that. I mean, these are things that you kind of are bad for your business, but you got to kind of keep knowing about these things.
Yes, okay. Absolutely. You always take advantage of any opportunity that you can to learn something new from somebody else. So whether it's just learning from other people's bad experiences, whether it was with a tenant or just something that happened, or offering then some tips on things that work, all those things are beneficial.
Especially when you're trying to think, I've got this piece of property. Nobody seems to. Do you ever have other landlords? I know you're competitors in a sense, but yet you're an organization where you think, can you look at my property? Why do you think this is not renting? Or why do you think I'm having issues with this?
Maybe yeah, absolutely. I've had, we get questions all the time at the Lila headquarters. And of course, other senior members get those questions as well. And then you start to ask those questions back, which are, what kind of rent are you asking, tell me a little bit more about the property, maybe to find out and diagnose why they're having such a hard time filling the vacancy. Usually there's a lot of solutions for that.
Because that's the idea. You want to have that rented. I mean, an empty house, empty apartment for you, this is a burden on you, and that's no good for you either.
Absolutely. That's the number one priority in the rental real estate business is to fill your units. Fix them up and fill them up.
Yeah. Well, once we're coming to the end of a month, maybe someone's lease is up or something like that, and you mentioned the better weather. I'm sure as during the winter months, they're thinking of moving, but they're thinking, who wants to pack up my truck or rent a truck in weather like this? So once the weather gets nice, that's when you start seeing a lot of the movement going on.
That's right.
Sounds good. Now, if people want to find out more about the event coming up April 1st or Lake Erie Landlords Association, what's a good way for them to do that?
So what they can do is they can go on our Facebook page. I encourage anybody to like our Facebook page. We've got a lot of new updates on there. You can go to our website, www.lila.cc, or you can contact our headquarters at 440-233-5300.
Okay, Maria Jerzewski. Last time we saw you, you had like flowers in your hair. We were at the international breakfast that you were a part of there. As well, you have things planned for your other life for this season that's going on with that?
Well, I had so much fun. It was such an honor for the Macedonians to be spotlighted in the international. I'll treasure those memories. Great experience. This year, I'm planning to enjoy my summer and just kind of relax and have fun.
Yeah, exactly. Very much. Maria, thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate your time today.
Thank you.